Balak in Bilam's bracha, though of course he intended it to be a curse, we read Hein Am Klavi Yukum Ukavi Yisnasa. And Rashi comments, Kishem Omdim Mishnasam Shachris Hein Miskabim Klavi. When they wake up in the morning, they're strong like a lion cub. Ukavi, and like a lion, Lachtov es hamitzvus lilbos tzitzis likros hashma ulahaniach tefillin. So Rashi's order is lilbos tzitzis. He mentioned tzitzis first, then kriyishma, then tefillin. So the Moshe Shmuel Shapira zechatzal chavrocha in his Sefer on Chumash zav mishva, he asks offhand tefillin shouldn't be at the end. We put on tefillin before kriyishma. On the contrary, if a person says, well, it says in Brachos, that if a person says Kriya Shema without tefillin, it's as if he's giving false testimony, Kila Eid is Sheker Ba'atzmo. And therefore, tefillin comes before the Kriya Shema. So Rav Moshe Shmuel said that the answer is that Kriya Shema requires tefillin, it's not because of the mitzvah tefillin, but it's because of Hilchas of Kriya Shema, so that when he reads the Kriya Shema, it shouldn't be Eidah Sheker. And the Kriya Shema should be read with tefillin. And therefore, tefillin is put on before the Kriya Shema. But in terms of the mitzvah tefillin per se, each day, the mitzvah Kriya Shema precedes it. And even though by tefillin, when he fulfills the mitzvah tefillin. However, the mitzvah tefillin is the whole day, and therefore, in terms of the mitzvah qua mitzvah tefillin, like tzitzis, so the seder is tzitzis, kriya shma, and tefillin. So Moshe Shmuel is saying that the requirement of saying Kriya Shema with tefillin is because of the mitzvah Kriya Shema. So it shouldn't be made Eid Sheker. But if it were in terms of the mitzvah tefillin per se, that's the whole day. However, in my Sefer on Gan Shoshanim, I say that according to the Rambam, that if you say Kriya Shema without tefillin, I prove that it's actually not just a chson in the Kriya Shema, but it's a chson, the Eid Sheker is in the tefillin. And the proof to that is that the Rambam quotes this halacha not in Hilchas Kriya Shema, as we would have anticipated, but he quotes it in Perek Dalv Hilchas Tefillin. Because it's a halacha that tefillin requires that you should say Kriya Shema with the tefillin. Because the mitzvah of tefillin is to learn with tefillin, and that's the impact, so to speak, that tefillin has on the person. And therefore, in terms of interpreting the order that Rashi has, that Rashi says, Lachtov is a mitzvah again, lilbos tzitzis likro shma ulaneach tefillin. We can explain it that Rashi is speaking when he speaks about hey miskabim kalavi uka'avi miyukamenu, that these are speaking to two different periods. One is klavi, and the second is ka'avi. The lavi is a cub, a young lion, and the nimshel is that a cotton a chang. We train him in mitzvahs, and we train him first with tzitzis and kriya shema, but tefillin comes later in terms of chinuch. it's only when Yochel Lishmo is Tfilov, when he's a little bit older, when he's like an Ari. And more than that, the Lashon of the Pasuk, Ka'ari Yisnasa, relates to the mitzvah tefillin, because he's elevated by the tefillin, because when a person is crowned with tefillin, so he's elevated. As the Pasuk says, V'ro kol amei ha'aretz k'shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yoru mimecha. And the Yerushalmi, it says, V'yoru mimecha afilu shedim v'ruchos, that everybody is in awe and fear of you, even the demons. And Rebbe Elazar HaGadol said, D'chi shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yoru mimecha, is speaking about tefillin shibarosh. That's Gemara Menachos and Daf Lamed Hey. And with just in terms of additional interpretation, that at the end of the pasuk, it says Lo Yishkov Ad Yochal Teref, and Rashi says, I'm quoting Rashi now, Lo Yishkov Balaila Al Mitaso. That it's referring to the Krishma at night, when God protects us, and if there are those who try to attack the Jewish people, God protects us and destroys them. So we see that that the pasuk is speaking that the mitzvahs protect the person and they save him from the mazikim. And so then, therefore Rashi says mitzvahs tzitzis, kriyat shema, and then tefillin, because these are mitzvahs. That's what these mitzvahs specifically are, the ones that protect him and save the person from his enemies and from the sin. If you look at the Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Mezuzah, the Rambam says, Amru Chachamim HaRishonim, Kol mi sheyesh lo tefillin b'rosho u'bizro'o, v'tzitzis b'bigdo, u'mezuzo b'pischo, muchzuku shlo yechta sheyesh lo maskirin rabim v'hein heim hamalachim shematzilin also milachto, shenema, so you see that these three mitzvahs are the ones that protect him from sin, and that's why these are the three that are mentioned: tzitzis, kriyishma, and tefillin. And also mezuzah b'pischol.